The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning in the Boca Raton studios of WWNN Radio with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Looks like a very mild day out there today. It shouldn't be too hot based upon what we can see right now. But, of course, that can change within minutes, as Florida weather does.
As those fronts come through, you never know what you're going to get for each day in Florida.
That's for sure. One of the most important things I think we get across to the listeners of this show is bringing them the latest information and how they can use it to improve their health. And occasionally we come across different articles or different areas not having to do with how people can help themselves, but maybe just that's in the news. And one of the things that we want to talk about today, I don't know if we'll get to it right away, but on the agenda for today is, what is the real story with Hillary's illness?
Aha.
So we're going to hold that in abeyance, though, for a little bit till we discuss some of the other issues that I think are important for our listeners to know about.
Everybody's talking about Hillary's illness, so we'll get to it.
You can't turn a channel
right
and not see that replay of her falling in the SUV or van or whatever it was that the Secret Service or CIA, whoever's her guardians, came to pick her up in and transport her to somewhere else. But be as it may, we'll get into that in a little bit. I was at Dr. Slavin's office yesterday for my weekly IV of vitamin C. For people that listen to the show know I do chelation therapy at Dr. Slavin's office. And I've been doing it now since, it's got to be about 20 years. And the reason I did it, of course, or started it, was because I had quadruple bypass back in 1995. And thank God up to this point, I am solid, rock solid, in good health, with no symptoms of any heart disease whatsoever. And I think a lot of that is attributed to my lifestyle and trying to keep the stress down in my life and taking the proper supplements that Janet has helped me develop for myself over the years. And I conclude that everything that I'm doing is going in the right direction at this particular point. The purpose I bring that, or the reason I bring that up, is because while I was there yesterday getting my intravenous vitamin C, which consists of 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C in a drip that takes me approximately 3 hours.
Yes.
And the reason it takes that long, because I like to sit around, relax, watch a little TV, have a nice quiet afternoon. I could probably get it done within an hour and a half or two if I wanted to, but I prefer the longer amount of time to give me an opportunity to schmooze, so to speak, with the people that are there and watch a little news on the TV and maybe do some reading. But I did speak with Dr. Herb Slavin yesterday, and the issue of the Zika virus came up. And we both, I guess, had the same kind of a thought. What is our government trying to do to us by bombarding us with all these chemicals that are supposed to kill the Zika? And how many people were really affected by the Zika when you come down to it? I think there are more people are affected by other conditions than the Zika. Zika would probably fall into the lowest percentile.
Right.
And you wonder why all this money and time and effort is being spent on flooding us with all the
Scare tactics?
Well, yeah, okay. That would be one way to put it. But I'm talking about the chemicals they're using to cover our South Florida area to prevent people from getting the Zika virus. So I'd like to get your thoughts on both the Zika virus, Janet, and what you think is happening to give people more concern when they see all the chemicals that are being drafted in the air that they're going to be breathing.
Right. Exposed to on their skin, certainly inhaling, exposing the foods that are ultimately harvested and then we ingest. So this is such an interesting topic. As you know, I was in New Orleans a week or so ago, and we were very happy to take Ubers all over the city and had some extremely friendly and talkative drivers, natives and transplants to New Orleans. And invariably, there was a great deal of suspicion among the drivers just because of the intensity of the campaign to put, number one, fear into your mind, and that the only way to truly protect yourself from being having a Zika contamination in your blood was to use a vaccine. And invariably, all of these drivers would be very suspicious of this campaign and very suspicious of the concept of using a vaccine to protect yourself. So number one, what do I tell people? Do everything you can to support your immune system. And yes, indeed, the possibility of being bitten by a Zika carrying mosquito here in South Florida probably will continue into the middle of November, possibly into December. Now, having lived in South Florida for...
Why would it stop? Because of the winter coming?
Right. Okay. So, and that's what I was getting to. You know, having lived here in Florida for many, many years, as you have, Al, around the middle of December, we would typically find a pretty cold atmosphere coming through, sometimes so cold that you'd be told by the newscasters, bring in your flowers, bring in your potted plants, cover them up if you can't move them because we may have a frost tonight. Well, how many years has it been since we had a frost? A very, very long time, at least 10 years that I can think of.
Quite some time.
Right. And so one of the things that that cold wave would do would be kill off insects and just begin a different cycle. And so here's what I think about Zika. I think we are more endangered by the chemicals that they are spraying. And to support that statement, I look to Brazil. Of the over 1,000 babies affected with microcephaly. I believe I don't know the exact figure, but it's under 10. It's in the single digits. The number of babies with microcephaly that have been, that have positively had Zika as the cause of their microcephaly, that number is very small, single digits out of around 1,000 to 1,100 babies born in Brazil with microcephaly. And one of the things that they have connected to the microcephalic babies is exposure to heavy pesticide spraying in areas where they believe the Zika mosquitoes to be proliferating. So we're calling it an epidemic, and to me, an epidemic here in South Florida, we're calling it an epidemic, and it's under 100 people that have been diagnosed either as having a Zika infection or being a carrier of the Zika virus. And so what do people want to do to minimize the possibility that they are endangering their health? Support your immune system in such a way that the virus does not proliferate in your bloodstream. And you do that with antiviral substances, the most basic that most people are familiar with, lysine, then echinacea. Golden seal would be mostly for bacterial infections, so echinacea is the antiviral component. Garlic, that's going to be effective both against viruses as well as bacteria, fungus, other pathogenic substances, and silver 100. So those are ways to protect yourself. You want to make sure that you are minimizing your attractiveness to those mosquitoes. And one of the ways to do that, I mentioned the garlic as an antiviral. It's doing double duty. It makes your blood chemistry and the scent that you give off to insects less attractive to mosquitoes. B vitamins, so crucially important to have a highly supported profile of all of the B vitamins circulating in your body. What do you do to enhance the presence of the B vitamins in your body? Probiotics. So probiotics, along with the B vitamins, the probiotics allow your body to properly metabolize those B vitamins and get them circulating in your body. So those are some things that I think you can do naturally to protect yourself and to reduce fear that has been proliferating on our news channels.
Now, is there anything, you mentioned the chemical output that's taking place now with the spraying that's going on. Is there anything people can do about their skin? Because the skin is a great absorber of all these chemicals. And I guess covering up with clothes while the spraying is going on, if you're out in the same area that it's taking place, would be a benefit as well. But to your knowledge on it, we're not dealing with the sun where you can put an SPF of 30 on. We're dealing with chemicals now. Would you venture to say that if you mentioned Silver 100, would you advise people maybe to spray their skin if they're going outside with Silver 100?
I don't know that that would act so much as a protective aspect for minimizing the damage that the chemicals could do. I don't know the answer to that, but you would want to wear long sleeves, long pants, possibly a hat. There are supposed to be isolated areas where the spraying for the Zika-carrying mosquitoes takes place, but my observation is that there has been very high-altitude spraying occurring down here, and so I have no idea what the chemicals are in that application, you know, whether they're meant for the mosquitoes, whether it's weather. I don't know what that high altitude spraying is.
Do you have any knowledge of what the vaccine is that they're looking to administer?
Well, I don't. And I just, as all of the drivers that I mentioned earlier, there's a great deal of concern about just exactly how did they come up with the vaccine and what are the other components. It's time now for us to take a break. And when we come back, more discussion of something that is of concern to all of us with regard to being bitten by a mosquito and the Zika virus. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we'll be back with lots more. Stay tuned. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs.
with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about the concerns of the health of everybody that lives in the South Florida area with the spraying going on of trying to eliminate the threat of this Zika virus that has caused a great deal of turmoil in the lives of the many people that live down here in South Florida that are concerned about the spraying going on, as well as the attitude of what should be done by getting vaccines to prevent them from getting the Zika virus. But in conjunction with that, Janet, you mentioned the important point is to build the immune system.
Right.
And that's definitely the key to be able to overcome it. The next topic that I want to mention has to do with food. Something that we all enjoy doing, I think.
That's true.
And then there are some people that it shows on more than other people, meaning that they may be either overeating or eating the wrong kinds of food, or a combination of both. So what we want to try and do is explore some of those issues that people are faced with today, because it's a never-ending topic. People are overweight. They're obese. I think at the latest figure I saw was 70% of the population in the United States is either overweight or obese. That's a tragic, tragic number, which is causing people to die sooner than they ordinarily would. And I think a lot of that is passed on to the next generation, which we're not really paying too much attention to. So let me hear your thoughts about that.
Well, as far as passing on to the next generation, it's really interesting because Dr. Frank King, who is the founder of King Bio and SafeCareRx, his perspective is if your grandmother had diabetes, then your risk of developing diabetes was significantly higher than for someone whose ancestors did not have diabetes. So that genetic predisposition does carry forward. And it's a remarkably strong predisposition with regard to diabetes. And you were talking about the obesity rates, and certainly when you think about the degenerative diseases that we as Americans deal with, the cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and so on, those are very much related to the obesity and the diet and lifestyle choices that people make. So it is within our power to change it. One of the things that I came across in some of the reading that I was doing is how much the sugar industry impacted how healthcare and research went forward. So if you recall, let's say 20 to 22 years ago, there was this big surge away from meat and a focus on bread and pasta and grains. And that removing the fat from people's diets and replacing them with starchy carbs is a significantly important factor with regard to developing obesity here in the United States. So there's a very nice little bit of information, and I can't find it in front of me right this minute, but just to give you a synopsis of the point, that fat is actually a much more efficient source of energy, burn fat for energy rather than burn carbohydrates, which affect our glucose level. So the efficient way is high quality fats, and the poor quality way, an alternate route, is burning carbohydrates for energy. And if we don't burn off those carbohydrate calories, the result is obesity.
Well, as we know, fat burns fat. That's the key issue. And many years ago, or I guess around that time, the Atkins diet was a very, very popular diet because people were able to eat all types of protein sources, no matter how fatty they were, and no matter what they contained, as long as they were protein. And you talk about pork, you're talking about red meat, you're talking about fish, you're talking about turkey, beef jerky, you name it. Every conceivable form of fat and protein was the source of helping people lose weight with the Atkins diet. And I think today there are still many companies that advertise the Atkins-style diet or an Atkins-type diet to help people lose weight. And they're trying to get people off the carbohydrates and more onto the protein sources to make that happen. But carbohydrates is still a way of life here, no matter how many ways you try to put it in the background. It's not going to stay in the background because too many sources of carbohydrates are offered in all the major supermarkets, including the natural food stores like Whole Foods or Fresh Market or Lucky's or anybody else that you're going to travel to buy these food products. They're offering a great deal of carbohydrates in the diet. When you walk around the store, you're faced with a multitude of examples of what they're trying to sell you to eat, rather than you choosing what you want to eat. And I think that's the key to the discussion that we're having today, Janet, with food as medicine. You have to make the proper choices. You can't rely on people and supermarkets or natural food stores to say, this is what you should be eating. It's not going to happen.
Keeping in mind that those natural food stores, the supermarkets, and to a certain extent, even our medical community, they are not necessarily there to support answers and get people well. They are there to sell product. And in the case of most of the medical community, what's the product? Pharmaceutical. You don't need a pharmaceutical if you're well.
That's so, so true.
And in the supermarkets, things that have mouthfeel, visual appeal, taste, and what are the tastes that people crave? Salt and sugar. So you have, as a consumer, one has to be aware of picking a packaged product off the shelf and taking a look at the carbohydrate content, the sodium content. The sodium content, if it isn't balanced with potassium, you open yourself to a range of health issues. The sugar content, very much necessary to have fiber balancing that sugar content, and very often that ratio is skewed, not in favor of health, but in favor of appeal and making you desire more and more of that product.
Well, when you analyze carbohydrates, there's a content that shows on the label how much fiber is in there. What is your recommendation for a daily amount of fiber that people should be ingesting?
Oh, goodness. Okay. If they want to lose weight, Brenda Watson had a specific formula. Over 30 grams of fiber a day in order to actually stimulate your metabolism and begin to have that fiber grab onto metabolized fat and pull it out of your body. So if you want to achieve a reasonable balance in your daily routine, what I would say is maybe 18 to 20 grams of fiber for most people. I'm looking at a ketogenic diet recommendation, and the fiber content in this ketogenic diet that is very much associated with weight loss and with enhancing the body's ability to burn fat. So the fiber content in that diet is only 6 grams over three meals. Now, there's 1,900 calories, 21 grams of carbs, which is very low, 164 grams of fat, 70 grams of protein, and only 6 grams of fiber. And I don't think that's enough. So where are you going to get more fiber without going into grains? How about nuts and seeds? How about just more fibrous vegetables? So that's some way to enhance the fiber content in your diet and still maintain that ketosis.
Well, there's one other way that I can recommend for people that don't like to eat the types of food you just mentioned, Janet, and that's a product. I'll use Jarrow as an example. I like the line. They offer a wide variety of products in budget pricing, and they make a fiber supplement. It's a capsule. It's very economical, and the dosage is 5 capsules a day, and that gives you the fiber content that you need for the day. So that's one way to do it.
Okay, and very much I recommend those fiber supplements like that. So very helpful for making you feel full, very helpful for maintaining regularity. With the importance of ingesting that amount of fiber, critically important balance is water intake. So when you're taking in that fiber, make sure that you're drinking enough. It's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be back with more interesting topics. Stay tuned.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, and we come to you 5 days a week here on WWNN Radio, 1470 AM. And if you, for any reason, have missed any shows and would like to hear a repeat of a show that you thought was quite interesting or had some information that you couldn't write down because you were either driving or not able to, please feel free to go to the app, or not the app, but the www.ShaveALotNutritionCenters.com on your internet. And that will give you the listing of all the shows. And Janet is kind enough to put next to each day a little something that tells you what the show is about. So that if you don't remember exactly what it was about, you can research it that way and look and see the listing of all the shows. We try and give you the latest in information. We don't try and hide anything. We don't try and put you in the dark about any subject. And I think I would say that transparency with Save-A-Lot is of utmost importance to our listeners and to the future shoppers coming into the Save-A-Lot store. The store is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And the easiest way, of course, is if you're on Sample Road coming from the east or the west, all you have to do is get to State Road 7, make a turn either to the right or to the left, depending on which way you're coming from. Go about a half a mile, and you'll come to a traffic light at Northwest 31st Street. On the right-hand side, you will see a Halloween store, and on the left, you'll see a Walgreens. And if you look past the Halloween store on the right, you will see the beautiful sign that says Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. There's also a sign facing 31st Street if you're coming from that particular area. But we're trying to make it easy for you to shop for the everyday items that you have chosen to put into your bodies. And we want to try and give you the lowest possible price by giving you EDLP. And that is everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year. You won't be seeing any sales at Save-A-Lot, but you will be seeing very, very low prices, lower than you've ever seen before, probably anywhere. And we plan to keep it that way for many, many years to come. I think that's the only way that people can appreciate shopping in a store. You don't have to stock up. These buy one, get free promotions that stores run, in most cases, what they're doing is raising their retail prices and then saying to you, now that the retail price is where it's supposed to be, you can buy one and get one free. And speaking for Save-A-Lot, I will say that if you bought a buy one, get one free, our single price of the item will probably be less than using that particular example of buy one, get one free. So, and you'll have the opportunity while you're in the store to do a search on your internet, because we do offer Wi-Fi service that you'll be able to check the internet for any item that you have any, excuse me, doubts about. And it makes it a whole lot easier, a lot more fun to shop. And you'll see a very wide variety of many, many different brands. And over the course of the next several months, you're going to be introduced to many special guests that will be on the show with Janet and myself, giving you kind of health information that you want to take to heart and listen to and understand that it's meant for you, your friends, your relatives, to share. Don't keep it all to yourself. Janet, I know we have some very exciting guests coming up. Maybe you could share some of them with our listeners.
Okay, so tomorrow we have Dan Chapman, and he's going to be here in the studio.
Correct.
Joining us, and he'll be talking about Red Remedies. And one of the things that I can share with our listeners is Red Remedies, they offer a very comprehensive education service to all of the staff members in the store, as well as people such as myself doing nutrition counseling for individuals. So the Science Behind the Reds Remedies, very comprehensive, and Dan Chapman will be joining us here in the studio tomorrow. And then one of my very favorite guests, Dr. Sherry Rogers, will be with us on Thursday, and we'll be talking about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Pretty heavy-duty title for a book, but such comprehensive information supporting that title, talking about the ways that cardiologists tend to treat their patients with a variety of different heart diagnoses. And then we're going to have so much fun on Friday. Anita Arabia is going to be joining us, and we'll be talking about all of the very special ways that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be supporting you in your quest for maintaining good health. So we'll have so much fun on Friday.
I couldn't agree with you more. Anita, as most people know, or that know Anita, she has been with me since she's been a teenager, which is 20 years ago. And she's learned the trade of nutrition very, very well. And she likes to share it with people. She has a good heart, an open heart, and is very willing to talk to people that are in need of some guidance when it comes to especially products off the shelf. She knows as much of the products that I know, and she probably, in fact, knows a great deal more because I've been out of the business now for a few years.
I think you've stayed current.
But I'm trying, Janet. I try to stay up to date with all the possible products that come to marketplace. And one other important thing you want to consider when you shop at Save-A-Lot is you will find nothing with artificial flavors or ingredients. I mean, nothing. There is no ingredient that will not be checked on any product coming into Save-A-Lot. So there's going to be no food dyes, no sucralose, no artificial sweeteners, no food dyes, trans fats, anything else that would be harmful to the body. A lot of stores claim they do that, but when you search out the products on the shelf, they're lying to you. It is not true, especially when it comes to protein powders and bars. I think those
are
my
goodness, yes.
biggest culprits of using these products in artificial flavors and everything else that you could destroy a product that should not be destroyed. So I would pay attention to the labels when you shop in anybody's health food store or anywhere else that you buy natural supplements, because unless you check the labels, nobody is going to check them for you. You have to do that. And it's true when you go grocery shopping too. Same thing applies.
Anytime you pick up a packaged food, you do absolutely need to read the small print. And with regard to supplements, I tell people all the time, after you read the supplement facts, go outside of that supplement facts box and read other ingredients. And I think many times you'll be shocked to see what is included in that product that presents itself as a natural product. Artificial colors, talc, polyethylene glycol, polysorbate 80, those are my pet peeves, and I routinely see those in many supplement products. And at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store, you're going to be able to rely on the fact that someone has read the labels very carefully, and you won't be exposed to unnatural ingredients.
Well, I think we have some experts that read labels, including yourself, including Anita, myself, my stepson Adam, Kyle, and the other staff members that will be joining us at the Save-A-Lot store, who know the standards that I expect when it comes to putting a product on the shelf. So please look forward to that, because you know you'll be getting the best possible prices and the best possible product at the everyday low price that we will offer you.
Right. The brands that you're going to be carrying are national brands that have a very important stake in maintaining the level of purity in the products that they bring to the marketplace.
No question about it. And we will not have private label, Janet. The reason we don't have private label is because buying natural brands, I think, is a much better value because they've been doing it for years and years. If I contracted with a manufacturer to make a particular product for me, they may not be making it with the best possible ingredients. And the only way to find out is if you buy a national brand. Most national brands may even put into the bottles, like Nature's Plus,
a certificate of analysis.
Right, a certificate of analysis, which shows that what's on the bottle is what's inside the bottle. So very, very important. And you won't get that with a private health food store. They're afraid to give you the information for whatever reason. One topic I would like to cover, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do it before the break, but alcohol dependency. How many years do you think people have been consuming alcohol?
How far back does the human race go?
There you go. Okay. it's 10,000 years that alcohol has been consumed by humans.
When you read about that prehistory and the different recipes that they use to ferment foods and fruits and all kinds of things to create alcohol, it's interesting stuff.
Now, again, they don't have the things years ago that we have today, the fermentation processes that people use to make the alcohol, the vats that they use to store the alcohol. So there are many new facilities that are on the marketplace today to keep alcohol in a better state. However, there are still people that abuse it. And the question comes up, how do you try to help people that are looking to kick the abuse they've undertaken by becoming an alcohol addict?
This is such an enormous subject, and it's been a particular perspective of mine that if we properly nourished our school children, if we properly nourished people in rehab for alcohol or drugs, if we properly nourished the prison population, if we properly nourished our population, we would have much lower incidence of dysfunction in our society. So in my view, nourishing properly, and that can have an extremely broad, it is an extremely broad topic, because you might be giving good food, but for some reason the person's digestive system doesn't handle it well or absorb the nutrients. Maybe the food is devoid of micronutrients. Maybe the gut chemistry is dysfunctional. And if we address each and every one of those aspects, we would significantly reduce the incidence of being addicted to alcohol or drugs or sugar. Sugar is an enormously addictive substance. And so there's a lot you can do.
Let me ask you a question before we go on the break. And I'm not sure if it's really an answer that you could give me, or it's an answer we'd have to research, but do you think that wine has more sugar than alcohol, or alcohol has more sugar than wine, or do they contain approximately the same? Think about that, because okay. I know we're coming up on a break.
Okay, because that's a stump the nutritionist question. So, to our listeners, stay tuned for more. We are the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Al Foreman, and I'm Janet Cimarelli. More to come when we come back. Concerned about your health and the health of your family?
Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking a whole host of different avenues of health that people can understand and hopefully utilize over the course of their life to make their lives a little bit better. I did ask Janet a question before the break about which contains more sugar. That would be alcohol or booze or wine.
Okay. So, rushing to my trusty Google site.
Okay.
what I've come up with is the higher the alcohol content in the wine, then the more impact it has on your body with regard to changing your glucose level or the sugar impact. Beer is the interesting thing. That's going to have even more of a sugar impact than either wine or hard liquor.
Wow.
And of all of the different spirits, vodka is the one that's going to have the least impact on your glucose level. But here's the kicker. When you mix any of these alcohols, any of the hard spirits, with sugary sweetened mixers, then you are definitely kicking blood sugar very, very high. And what's interesting about the addiction, just before the break, I was saying, you know, sugar is addictive. Well, when you're drinking one of those drinks and your blood sugar goes high, then as your blood sugar starts to drop, you crave having more of what gave you that blood sugar high. So that very, very predictable high and low of blood sugar chemistry can be the introductory path to becoming essentially addicted to the alcohol, whether it's wine, beer, or hard alcohol.
So people have to learn how to reduce the amount that they're ingesting and not become addicted to it.
Right.
Which is
so
very difficult.
Okay. So what's one of the things? Scotch. Okay, so a very high quality scotch on the rocks with a very small amount, and it's a sipping drink. And then, you know, something without any sugary sweetening aspect to it. So it could be
Rum and Coke.
There you go.
Stay away from 7-7.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the point. The last area that we want to discuss today, we only have a few minutes to do it. I don't know if we're ever going to really get an answer for it, but I know it's in the news greatly, as we pointed out at the top of the show, and that's the health issues having to do with our presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton. And when you look at the pictures, you have to wonder what went wrong. Or what is causing these episodes that she shows that people see in the news?
Okay.
And what do you think, Janet?
I think people need to take a little step back. We have been overwhelmed with that video of her stumbling into her car. Number one, she has been treated for hypothyroidism. When you are dealing with hypothyroidism, it's critically important to get the absolutely correct medication dosage, and that can be a trial and error situation. And when you are under stress, the need for the medication or the dosage of the medication does need to change. Then, so here's my view of it, and I'll just share a personal story. I'm in a group of people. It was a little hot. I'm a very, very healthy individual. I felt fine. There was no indication that I was about to faint. Boom, fainted. Came back very, very quickly, but stress and heat and dehydration can very much be a factor. So are they an indicator of some more serious illness lurking underneath the radar? Is there a reason to be concerned about Hillary Clinton's health? I think she's under an incredible amount of stress. She has an absolutely mind-boggling schedule that she maintains. And then when you start to think about possibly the heat, being on your feet, having to talk, people don't understand that when you're speaking, you're losing a lot of moisture. So she's talking. So she needs to be rehydrating, and sometimes that's not possible. And one of the thoughts that I had is, okay, if she's replacing that fluid as she should be, she always has to have access to a restroom. It's just a fact of life.
Nature.
Right. And so, I kind of have, a viewpoint in my mind that she was on an antibiotic. That can disrupt how your medication is working. And she had pneumonia. We don't know whether it was viral pneumonia or bacterial pneumonia. She was on antibiotics, so I presume that the doctor was smart enough that he had determined that the source of the pneumonia was bacterial. It came out that a number of her staffers had all been suffering with respiratory issues. So I don't think there's anything necessarily that's being covered up that is a more serious illness. As someone, I maintain a pretty demanding schedule. And so if somebody said I had pneumonia and started me on antibiotics, and I woke up the next morning and I said, oh, I feel pretty good, I'm going to stay with my schedule. And that's, I think, probably what she decided to do, and maybe didn't recognize that she needed more rest.
Well, do you think at this point she does need more rest to recoup the nutrients and the amount of stress that she's been under can cause a great deal of other issues in the body? As we've pointed out over many shows, stress is a killer.
I don't know that she is someone who is very much interested in supplementing. Like,
she's not a supplement user. That's my opinion.
So she should be taking CoQ10. She should be taking garlic. She should be taking fish oil. She should be taking a lot of different things that would be supportive. But again, people who are very focused on medical treatment for issues, their doctors often, unfortunately, poo-poo the use of natural substances.
You know, okay, you're taking an antibiotic. You have a bacterial infection. You're not balancing it with probiotics. That can lead to a lot of problems.
And no question about it. And I believe that her practitioners or her healthcare people that are taking care of her are mainstream.
Yeah.
All they know is how to write a prescription or how to dispense a prescription. And I think this is also causing a great deal of harm in her body. And she's responding to temporary treatment. And by that, I mean she feels good one day because she got a prescription to make her feel that way. But after 2 or 3 days, it doesn't last. She goes back to feeling as miserable as she did because she's still under the same stress. That hasn't changed.
See, I've watched some of the videos of her speaking, and I marvel at the schedule that she keeps up.
Phenomenal.
And so with the thyroid medication that she has, she's maintaining her energy. There's some different things. Fortunately, she does have a practitioner who's giving her the correct thyroid support, Armour Thyroid, not Synthroid. Mm-hmm. So she does, I guess, hopefully have some exposure to naturally oriented practitioners.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. It was another very pleasant show, Janet, with a lot of good information that we were able to share. And the show is brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. It's in the PennDOT Plaza Shopping Center. And the planned opening right now is scheduled for the middle of November. And as we get closer to a opening date, we'll, of course, let our listeners know. And I expect to pick up the T-shirts on Friday, Janet.
Yay!
Which means that we'll be able to start giving them out starting next week, and we'll make the announcement as to when they will be available. We only have 2 sizes, large and extra large.
Fabulous.
So I think that would encompass the majority of people that will come in to get a T-shirt, whether they be male or whether they be female.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll see you back tomorrow with Dan Chapman. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.